Well, let's hear from the public. Rob, you're in Belfast this morning. What do you think of this particular proposal?
Morning to you, and I think it's an absolute disgrace, this proposal of a pay raise for politicians at Westminster. And I'll tell you why. I don't just say it without foundation, because for the last number of years, as Eamon pointed out, probably the last 7 or 8 years, we have listened to this word austerity. We have listened to cuts. We have listened to the attack on our public services. We have listened to the attack on our education system. We have listened to the attack on the NHS. And that was what we have seen rolling out over the last number of years. We have been told there's no money. There's no money trees. There's no bottomless pit. But yet, when it comes to MPs' expenses or MPs' salaries, we're able to locate that money for that specific purpose. But when it comes to some of the most important things within our society, such as the NHS, such as health, such as education, we see schools closing down. We see people being put on ever longer waiting lists than ever before. So I think it's absolutely wrong, and I think that they need to get their priorities right. And if they have no choice but to accept this pay raise, as I'm led to understand, then I think it's only right that each Member of Parliament puts it back into their constituency through a voluntary project.
Okay, we'll see if that does happen. Rob, thank you very much indeed for that. Let's hear from Dennis now, who's in Whitehead this morning. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning, Edda. And I've listened to the conversation there, and it's been very interesting. But the nurses have an independent pay body which has been awarding their increase for the last number of years. And uniquely in Northern Ireland, that has never been implemented any year for the last 4 or 5 years. It's been paid in England, Scotland and Wales, but uniquely in Northern Ireland, no increase has been paid that has been awarded by the independent body. So I think if the public were asked, would you rather give the nurses 1% a year, or would you rather have the MPs getting their £7,000 and the crocodile tears, which would be your choice?
Dennis, thank you for that. Let's hear from Margaret now in Belfast. Margaret, what do you think?
Morning, Enda. Enda, the MPs and the politicians knows what way things are going, because they know that the ordinary people on the ground voting them in. So who do you think's to blame for all this? It's the ordinary people. And I certainly never voted for them, and I won't be voting for them again, because they don't do nothing for you. And nurses are only getting 1% in the pound of their wages and that. And these are getting 10%. And they're laughing up their sleeves at the idea of what's going on. And they certainly will not give to charities or anything else or ordinary people that's suffering for this. It's us people that's suffering on the ground. So at the end of the day, it's the people that's to blame for voting these politicians and MPs in.
Okay, Margaret, thank you for that. John, you're next. Go ahead.
Hello. If I was to put my son in the nursing home, it would cost £60,000 plus a year. So I'm stuck in benefits and on cars and that's £62.10 a week. Not through choice, but through necessity. I heard Greg Eyre said he works 80 hours a week and he tried to justify the wage increase that he's going to get. Well, I worked up to 60 to 80 to 100 hours a week for £62.10. So how does he justify that?
Well, Gregory's left us now, so we're not going to be able to ask him, but perhaps if he's listening, we may be able to pose that to him at another time. But we'll leave it now, John. Thank you very much. Let's hear from Deborah, who's in Ballymena this morning. Deborah, go ahead.
What I'm ringing about is I am really, really fed up listening about MPs and the money they get. You look, this year we had been told, the ordinary public person had been told that there weren't going to be money for lights in Northern Ireland to fix. There weren't going to be roads fixed. There weren't going to be enough salt, people to salt the roads. The National Health is a complete disaster. The hedges aren't being cut. Like, what are they doing? Like, what is people paying rates for and tax for? You know, it's a disaster.
Okay, let's hear from Richard in Whitehead. Richard?
Hello, yes. I was just explaining earlier, I've been working for the same firm for 26 years. I've had to take on extra work. My wife has been a nurse for 30 years and she's having to do extra shifts just to make ends meet. And for Gregory Campbell to sit there and to say that he can't decide whether he's going to give his money to charity for a party that I voted for because he doesn't know how much he's going to give is a disgrace. They should be ashamed of themselves. And why can't the MPs vote against this body if they're so up in arms about what and they're so ashamed? Why can they not vote to disband the body that sets these rates?
The difficulty is, Richard, the MPs set up this body and they give them the power to come up with the final say on this particular issue. So that is where we're at right now. This body has the right to give these MPs the increase because that's the power that they were given from the outset. We're going to leave it there, Richard. Thank you very much indeed for that. And thank you indeed all who contributed to the debate this morning, Gregory, Seamus and Eamon.